Now, you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going door to door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Coalition. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us since the last issue. See, we are trying to protect and conserve some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You are the group that's opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Smith Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus, like over by Swing. Some of those trees are hundreds of years old.
It is a pretty spot. My friends and I have picnics over there by the creek.
Then you understand how we feel. We are organizing a rally on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign this petition? We are going to submit it to the administration to demonstrate how the students feel about this.
Sure, let me get a pen, and I'll sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this pamphlet about the Student Action Coalition. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings. We get together once a month.
Yeah. I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is, and I'll try to be there.
The meeting is held on the 5th each month, and your coming will be welcome.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. How did the woman first learn about the Student Action Coalition?
Question 20. What is the Student Action Coalition trying to do?
Question 21. What does the woman agree to do?